So Willis has been active in politics in Montgomery County locally the entire time I've been here, and was certainly active, particularly in the city of Dayton politics. And when I decided, for example, to run for commission or run for mayor, Willis was one of the first people that I called to see what he thought about it and to garner his support. So it wasn't even as county recorder, but as just a leader in the community. He's been known as someone that you talk to about, you know, what the community's needs and wants are, and has been, since I've been mayor, he's been a great advocate, and we've worked together to try to, you know, organize and fight for the city of Dayton. And he's just been a tremendous fighter in that work.
So we know Mr. Blackshear from, he worked with us on the mortgage crisis series that we did, I think in maybe 2008, 2009. And we knew him then as kind of someone who had this in his mind or had the intuition that this was going to happen. And so that's kind of how we think of him. Do you feel that he kind of had that intuition and that's what made him perfect for his job as treasurer and even some of his political work?
Well, he was in the county treasurer's office and moved to county recorder. And I think, Willis was somebody that was on the ground and he talked to regular people and regular folks. And because of that, he had a great understanding of what was going on in the city's neighborhoods and in the communities, because he had a deep connection with regular people. And I think, you know, that's what I think makes local government so special, Jerry, is because, you know, people like Willis, people like some of the city commissioners, they know what's going to happen once they take that understanding that they have around what's happening around policies that maybe the state or federal government are pushing, and what the impact it will have in our community before it happens. And Willis definitely understood that and had an empathy for his community and a willingness to fight on behalf of people that didn't have a lot of choices because of that. And I think that's what made him so special. He was, you know, someone that cared about the day-to-day workings of county government and cared and knew that, you know, property taxes and people paying them had an impact on their lives and had real choices. And so, you know, that investment that people, you know, choose to make in their community is a sacrifice and something that isn't taken lightly. And he showed that through all of his work that he did as county recorder, at his time in the county treasurer's office, and certainly as an elected leader here in Dayton.
And so with his long time here in Dayton, he was born and raised here in Dayton and went to Paul Lawrence Dunbar. His family is still here, so that connectedness was something that he had throughout his life.
Absolutely. You know, he was a Dayton guy through and through, you know, wanted to serve his community as an elected official. I think the entire time I knew him, thought when he became county recorder and ran for that race, said, "This is the best job I've ever had. I'm so excited that I get to serve this way." Really understood the value of public service. And, you know, he was the only countywide elected African-American. And so I think he had a real understanding of how he was a leader in his community, and that people were looking up to him and people were watching him, and that he could be an inspiration to other folks in Dayton to serve their community in the future too. And I think he had a very strong sense of that understanding and encouraged others to run. I mean, you could talk to Commissioner Shaw, like his decision to run for city commission was because of Willis encouraging him. So he had a real sense of, you know, filling and making sure that more people that were African-Americans had a voice in their government. And I think that's really important and something that our party will want to continue to make sure happens.
I don't want to ask you anything that you're not comfortable with answering, but so far early reports are just that he was suffering from a long-term illness. Do you have any details or care to provide any details on that?
Yeah, so he was diagnosed with some form of cancer around 9 months ago. And so we know Willis is a fighter. And so we thought he, you know, and he fought the whole way through and his illness bravely and aggressively. But, you know, for many of us, it's just way too soon, even though he did.
Sure. And he was still serving as recorder?
Yes. I mean, just as a few weeks ago, he was meeting with his staff, signing documents and talking about his upcoming budget.
Mayor, I really appreciate the time and some of the insight that you've given us on Mr. Blackshear and his service to Dayton.
It's my pleasure. We are so lucky to have had him as a leader here in this community.